We grow over 100 different crops. We don't grow sweet corn, but tomatoes, melons, peppers, eggplant, tons of greens, bok choys, lots of stuff. Usually kales, collard greens, chard, potatoes, onions, some herbs, flowers, edible flowers, all that stuff. And usually within that, we grow on average 5 or more of each variety. So there's like 20 varieties of winter squash.
Wyatt Barnes, owner of Red Wagon Organic Farm in Longmont, shows me around his near 30 acres of farmland he manages. Barnes, like many other farmers in the area, is caught in a hard struggle against the unusually high levels of rainfall along the Front Range this spring. Rain can be too much of a good thing to farmers when it comes too frequently and too heavily, bogging down production and halting planting, harvesting, and weeding efforts in their tracks.
So this year, especially wet, rainy, and then it's kind of been intermittently rainy the entire summer. How's that affecting the farmers in the area?
The biggest effect had to be that normally, because it freezes here, May 15th is like the last day that it'll freeze usually. So here you hurry up and wait till then, and then you go like crazy to get those all planted. And no one could access their fields for almost 5 weeks very reliably. It would barely dry out enough to maybe plant one thing of green beans or a few zucchini or things like that. But I mean, where we got, you know, the our plastic mulch laid to put zucchini in and planted them on time on the 15th, it rained so hard that there were 6 inches of standing water between the beds, and all the seeds rotted. So like, so you had to plant things later, because you weren't doing, like, we have a really tight schedule of like, you prioritize every day, but it's like, all right, it's May 15th, my tomatoes are first, then my peppers, then my eggplant. You wait another week because the pumpkins can be planted a little later, so you plant the pumpkins, but they all have to happen at the right time. And usually you're still weeding all sorts of other crops, like your carrots and your beets, or doing other projects, but you couldn't do anything. So you had all these days that were just downtime, and it just got you behind. And then, you know, finally you get all that stuff planted, but then you have tons of weeds everywhere and too much work, and the weeds are growing faster than ever because a lot of us use tools like the plastic with the drip tape, and it doesn't get water outside right in the root zone of the plant. So the weeds in the rows don't get very much water. They don't grow very aggressively. You'll have to weed them, but it's not such a big deal. When it just rains on them endlessly, you have all that labor and work and effort, and then you can't get in to do it because it keeps raining. What farmers really need is consistency year after year so that we can plan accordingly and find crops and things that work and whatever that weather is going to be. But when it's suddenly like the Pacific Northwest and like, you know, where they use tracks on their tractors, like they're like bulldozer tracks. I didn't buy any of those, you know, like, but we're just not set up for it. Yeah. So that's what's the hardest, is the variability.
Barnes says that even though this is a tough year for farmers and growers, consumers shouldn't notice a price change in their local markets.
Are consumers, vegetable buyers, fruit buyers in Boulder and the surrounding area, are they going to notice any change in prices due to this weather?
That's really hard to say. There's a number of the farms at market that already set the prices really high. It's because they have really small farms, and to make enough money on 1 or 2 acres, which is what they're trying to do, they're charging an awful lot of money. So I don't think they're going to charge even more money than they already are. I mean, it might be what they want to do, but there's a point where people just aren't going to buy it.
For KGNU, I'm Sebastian Mayer.